We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All the feels, hallelujah. All the feels, hallelujah. All the feels, hallelujah. Jeff and Jen Show gon' give it to ya. Jeff and Jen Show gon' give it to ya. Jeff and Jen Show gon' give it to ya. All the feels, hallelujah.
I have a story that gave me all the feels. I'm gonna spread the feels around.
Are you going to make us all go out and adopt pets this weekend with your story?
Pets are the greatest. Dogs are the best. And I have an amazing story that actually happened to a friend of a friend, and it played out over the past 7 days. I can't wait to tell you about it. It's my all the feels story this week.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it. All right, I'm going to share with you guys the one that I dug up and found. It comes from Ontario, Canada, where there's a homeless shelter that has a really cool program where they actually get in vans and drive around the city to find people that are homeless that might need help and bring them into the shelter. So it's really an outreach program, but it's become so expensive that they were thinking that they had to shut it down. So they were, you know, reaching out to people and their whole list of people going, we might have to close because we just can't afford this anymore. But in Ontario, Canada, as you can imagine, people would freeze on the streets if they weren't out there doing this important work in their community. And so they're thinking that they might have to shut it down when two of the volunteers are standing there one day and a man walks in and he gives them $10,000.
Wow.
And they're like, oh my gosh. And then they realize it's a man who used to live there.
Whoa.
He got back on his feet because of the homeless shelter and came back to make a donation to keep them alive.
Full circle.
Cool, right?
That's a goosebump story right there.
Awesome story.
Standing up. Nice one.
So I have an all the feels story that actually our secretary Ashlyn told me about. It's a fundraiser that's happening next weekend, and I'm telling y'all now so that way if anybody here, anybody listening wants to join, you have time to do it. It's called Tunnel to Towers, and it really like pulls at my heartstrings because it's an organization that helps veterans after they've come back from deployment after struggling with a severe injury, and they have to kind of adapt to a new life. They build smart homes for them so they get around a little easier and then kind of adapt to that new life after deployment and being back here. What's really neat is next weekend in Atlanta, for the first time at the West End downtown on Saturday, June 24th, they're going to be doing a stair climb, and all of the proceeds go to the foundation Tunnel to Towers. But I didn't know much about Tunnel to Towers. I didn't know how it got started. So I chatted with Chris Rogers, who is the climb director here in Atlanta, he and his wife, and he told me this really cool story of a firefighter, because it's not just for veterans. It's for police officers, firefighters, anybody serving our country and protecting us. And he told me the firefighter story of Stephen Siller.
Yeah, so Stephen Siller was an FDNY firefighter in Brooklyn. And on the morning of 9/11, he had just finished his shift. And he got the call over the radio about the plane hitting the North Tower. And he knew that it was going to be all hands on deck. And he turned his truck around, called his wife, Sally, and said, I'm going back to help. I'm going into the city to help with the cleanup and the events and just trying to, you know, go save some lives. Determined to carry out his duty, he put on 60 gears, ran through the Brooklyn Tunnel to the Twin Towers, where he ended up giving up his life that day while saving others.
So his brother Frank, after this happened, he left his wife and five kids behind. So Frank originally just started a fundraiser to help her, and now it's turned into Tunnel to Towers, which has become a nationwide thing.
That explains the name. He had to run. So wearing full fireman gear, he runs through the Brooklyn Tunnel, then gets to the World Trade Center, and probably starts climbing stairs in full fireman gear.
Woo, wow. Covered in chill. So if you want to do that, that's next weekend, June 24th at the West End downtown. And all you have to do is go to tunneltotowers.org. You can donate if you can't make it. Sign up if you can. It's going to be a really amazing event.
Two stories that are hard to top, but I'm going to try.
Okay.
All right. This happened to a friend of a friend of mine, and it's just going to make you feel good because it has a good ending. It's a happy ending story, right?
Okay.
So like a week ago, this friend of a friend's walking her dog near Grant Park, near the zoo, Peoplestown, part of Atlanta. They both get hit by a car.
Oh, no.
She is banged up, you know, and hurt. The dog also got hit and is scared. And in all the chaos, the dog takes off running.
Aww.
So they check her out. She's okay, but the dog's missing. Ran into, like, some woods over behind some houses. Woods that were so thick that a bunch of neighborhood boys got together to try to help her find her dog.
And
they couldn't even get into the woods because it's so overgrown at the, you know, underneath and stuff. So for days, she's been posting on Facebook. And y'all are awesome. Everybody who supports the Jeff and Jen Show on social media, I posted it on my Facebook page, and it got shared like 300 times.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Like, spreading the word for this dog, Reggie, who went missing in the Grand Park part of Atlanta. Okay? Days pass. She start, you know, bumps and bruises are healing. The dog's still missing. Dog's still missing. A reward goes out. Dog's still missing. She wakes up to her doorbell ringing, and it's her neighbor saying, look over there. The dog made its way back to her house, curled up on the corner of her porch, and at 6:30 in the morning, her neighbor saw that, ran across the street, started banging on the door and ringing the doorbell, and they are reunited.
Oh, my God. So sweet. He found his way home.
He found his way home. Reggie found his way home.
Oh, that just
so awesome. So sweet.
All the feels, hallelujah. All the feels, hallelujah. All the feels, hallelujah. Jeff and Jen Show, gonna give it to ya.
The only thing that I would like to be different about that story is I wish the neighbor rang the doorbell and then left.
Oh, right.
There you go. Oh, my God. Reggie rang the doorbell. Reggie came home and rang the doorbell. So Reggie is home. We're always looking for all the feel stories to share on the radio.
Yeah, find us on Facebook or find us through star941atlanta.com.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.